Well, in the current digital economy, Seattle's faring pretty well. But if we want to succeed in the next digital economy, we've got some work to do. That's according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The business lobbying group recently ranked 25 U.S. cities on their readiness for what the chamber calls an extraordinary technological revolution. GeekWire editor Todd Bishop told Jeannie Yandel that Seattle was not that high on the list.
We're number 11, which was, I think, a little surprising to a number of people here in the tech industry. I think Seattle aspires, at least, to be number 2 behind Silicon Valley. And there are cities ahead of us, including Los Angeles, Austin, San Diego, Denver, and Philadelphia. You know, I've lived in Philadelphia, and I have a hard time seeing it as a more prepared tech hub than Seattle.
I think we should be clear that we're not talking about the tech economy as it currently exists. There are probably people listening to this thinking, are you kidding? Seattle is knocking it out of the park right now. We're actually talking about the next digital economy, the next tech economy. That's what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was looking at and saying, Seattle is not prepared for that next economy. What is that next economy?
Well, here's another place where I feel the report is just completely off base, because I would define that next wave of the economy as cloud computing, artificial intelligence, robotics, hardware, this whole idea that computers and personal assistants and agents are going to act on our behalf, that a lot of the very low-level things that we do every day, order groceries, pick up the kids from school, whatever it may be, are going to be taken over long-term by machines. And we've got that. We've got a fundamental base for that. We've got a fantastic artificial intelligence program at the University of Washington. We've got Paul Allen's Artificial Intelligence Institute. You know, it's very difficult to look at this report and take it seriously, honestly, and to have a long conversation about the merits of it, because the merits of it are pretty slim.
You just made a much better argument than I was about to make for why Seattle should have been higher in these rankings. So, I mean, what is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce even basing this on?
They essentially aggregated a bunch of research to create this overarching study. I know they talked with a lot of entrepreneurs. One thing they said is that although Seattle is doing well in a variety of sectors, no clear specialization has emerged yet, which was interesting because, again, I think if you talk to people here, they would say, well, no, cloud computing is the common thread that stitches together the entire community, everything from games to Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure. I mean, really, there is something that many people in the community have defined as the future, and that's it. So this report feels like it was written to me by somebody who's never been here. And I don't know if that's the case or not, but it has that feel as you're reading through it. It feels like they missed a lot of the thriving ecosystem that's actually here. And again, this is not to say that our tech economy is perfect. There are many ways that it can improve, but number 11 behind all of these other cities is a little bit hard to swallow.
I'm going to ask you a question that I think I already know the answer to, Todd. Do you agree with the Chamber of Commerce's assessment of Seattle?
There are some places where they did get it right. I mean, there are some times when entrepreneurs here can feel isolated. And I would also point to the fact that even though we do have that breadth of sectors, they don't always communicate with one another. So the internet startups are not always collaborating with the life sciences startups in a way that they could. So there are some hints of truth here. It's just the ranking that's so difficult to swallow.
Okay, well, it sounds like better communication, better collaboration between tech organizations here, that might be one way to improve the culture here in Seattle. What else can we do to make this a more perfect tech culture?
You know, the collaboration is a big thing. And really, I think it's looking at this report, I think reading this report and seeing what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is perceiving from afar is one way that the tech community could basically say, hey, where can we improve? And because external perception is huge, there are companies here that are trying to hire and they need to bring people here. And the perception of Seattle can play a role in that. If somebody comes here and wants to get hired by a tech company and does not think that the tech community is supportive of you know, them or their endeavors long term, then that is something that could prevent somebody from coming here. And of course, then you have the whole old versus new Seattle debate, where I think a lot of people who've been here for a number of years might not want those folks to come here and continue the boom.
Well, how do you think that tension is going to affect the tech community's desire to become better, to become more innovative?
If it starts to reach the point where when people interview here, so an engineer coming out of college from another region wanting to work for a Microsoft or an Amazon or a Facebook here in Seattle, and they hear from their friends, hey, you don't want to go to Seattle because the traffic is so bad, the housing costs are so high. In other words, their friends are basically saying it's another Silicon Valley in San Francisco. That's the point where it becomes a real problem. And I think that's the thing that we have to avoid. Some people might say we're very close to that state, if not already there. And it's a balance. It's a struggle. And the infrastructure needs to keep up.
I've asked you a lot of questions about this U.S. Chamber of Commerce study that puts Seattle in the middle when it comes to being prepared for the next tech economy. Why do you hate this study so much?
That's a good question. You know, I think that I would expect a study like this to reflect reality. And from the inside, at least, it's difficult to see it as a 100% authentic portrayal of the way it is to exist in Seattle. And again, I think that it's very, very important, and I don't mean to overshadow this. We as a community, as a tech community, have a lot of room to improve. And, you know, GeekWire as a site, we're here and we cover the technology world through the lens of Seattle in a lot of ways. And we don't we like to think that we're looking at it very in a very clear-eyed way. And I don't think this study does that.
That's GeekWire editor Todd Bishop speaking to Jeannie Yandel.